Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would speak your word to us, that we would hear your word, and it would bear fruit in our lives, all to your honor and glory. So we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Now, 2 weeks ago, Pastor Drew talked about the first time he read the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy. Now, lest you think that I am not as cultured as he is, I'll have you know that I have my grandmother's very early set of the trilogy, probably bought the first year it came out as a complete set, and I have it prominently on my bookshelf at home. I mean, I haven't read them, but I have them right there on my shelf. But see, my first exposure to those stories was through the movies. I had never heard of Lord of the Rings. That was just not simply something that I didn't grow up knowing about. We didn't read that as a family growing up. I've never heard of it, knew nothing about those stories. But I do remember when the movie first came out. And after it came out on video, this is back when, you know, it'd go in the movie theater and then you actually had to go to a store to check it out, to rent it, to bring it home. So we went to the store and rented it, and my friend Josh invited me over to his house to watch the first movie. Now, the one thing I had picked up from commercials and such was that it was fairly long. So I knew I was in for a long movie. But you gotta remember, I had never heard of Lord of the Rings. I literally knew nothing about it. And so we watched it, and I remember the scene at the end of the movie with Frodo and Sam standing in the dark, looking off towards Mordor, and then the movie ends. I have to enter my world for a moment. Until that moment, until the screen went black and the credits started rolling up the screen, until that very moment, I had no idea that this was only part one. I did not know it was a trilogy. I did not know that the story was not going to end there. I assumed that the story had to finish that evening in my friend Josh's house, right here and now. I thought the story was going to be wrapped up with a nice little bow with Frodo winning in the end, right then and there. I had no idea that this was only part one. That is part of what this season in the church year, the season that we're in now, is all about. This is just part of the events of God's salvation for us. The end is farther off than we expected. We thought everything would be fixed by now, but it's not. We expected everything to be smooth and wrapped up nicely, but that has just not been our experience. The manger, the incarnation, the birth of Jesus, the miracle of Christmas is only part one. It sets the stage, and without it, the other parts don't make sense. But Christmas is only part of God's plan. See, Jesus does not establish his kingdom by his birth. He doesn't, as it says in verse 33, he doesn't reign over the house of Jacob forever by being born of Mary. Jesus doesn't save anyone by being born. He saves us not in the manger, but on the cross. And the shadow of the cross is cast over the manger. So later in Luke chapter 2, following what was read today, later in Luke 2, when Jesus is born and is presented at the temple as a baby, Mary, his mother, is told by a prophet that because of what Jesus would do, a sword will pierce your soul, Mary, pointing to Jesus' death on the cross. And any mother who's lost a child knows what that feels like. Even in his birth, the shadow of the cross is cast over the manger. So this morning, as we enter the week of Christmas, I want us to ponder this shadow that's cast over the manger and realize that God's love displayed in Christmas is more than we can fathom. His love displayed in Christmas is more than we can fathom. He knew what it would cost, and he still said yes. He knew what it would take to save us, and he still sent his son. Jesus knew the suffering and the separation from the Father that he would experience. He knew that he would receive the full weight of sin upon him, the full wrath of God that we deserve, the full force of the enemy's evil, and still he came for us. Jesus knew, as it says in Luke 1:32 read today, he knew the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Jesus knew that. And he knew that his throne would be a cross. And he knew that his crown would be a crown of thorns and his subjects abandoning and denying him. He knew all of that, and yet he came. The one in the manger on Christmas came for us. And the love of God displayed here in the manger is more than we can fathom. And the shadow of the cross is cast even over the manger. Now this year, perhaps more than any other, many of us are experiencing a sense of death and pain and darkness in the midst of this season. This season that we think is supposed to be love and joy and peace and hope. And we look forward to sweet smells and tasty drinks and family gatherings and pretty lights. And this year, perhaps more than any other, all of this gets disrupted. And in fact, some families have been together too much this year with quarantines and digital learnings. And perhaps this year, a Christmas where everyone just stays in their own room would be well appreciated. But this is, of course, in addition to the experience of death that many have at Christmas. Holidays are especially hard without that loved one who's not with you this year. And even in our own experience of Christmas, the shadow of death is cast over the manger. But friends, this shadow does not last. The shadow of death does not have the last word. Because the shadow of the cross is cast over Jesus' manger. Because Jesus was born and became one of us so that he could die for us. Because he did all of that for us, we know that the shadow we're in does not last forever. Because of Jesus' resurrection, light comes into our darkness. Pain ultimately is washed away. Death has been put on notice, and we have life in him. That does not mean it is all happy and clean now. Remember, this is just part one. The culmination of all things is still to come. Don't be shocked at the end of the movie that it's not over yet and there's still more to be done. Everything is not fixed and put right and healed at the manger. Remember, the shadow of the cross is cast even over the joy of the manger. Some years ago, at a church in the neighboring county from where I grew up in Northern Virginia, each year they had a special Christmas Day church service, and in that service they did two special things. One of them was they had the blessing of the toys, and they would invite all the children to come and bring a toy that they had been given for Christmas. They invited the adults to bring something as well, but all the children would bring a toy that they would bring to the service and then thank God for in the service, the blessing of the toys. And the second that they would do in this special Christmas Day service is they had a spontaneous Christmas pageant. And you can just imagine spontaneous with children is regularly memorable. But they had a spontaneous Christmas pageant, meaning that there was no rehearsal, it involved whoever showed up and whatever they happened to be wearing. Well, this year, a young boy who came in his brand new, bright red cowboy outfit that he had been given to Christmas, wore that. And he stood out, perhaps a little bit out of place, in the manger scene in his bright red cowboy boots and bright red cowboy hat and bright red holster and toy gun. Well, at the end of the pageant, the congregation sang "Joy to the World." And as the song ended, the children came down the stairs and started working their way back to their families. And in the quiet of that moment, as all the children are exiting, this boy in the cowboy outfit gets to the bottom of the stairs, stops, turns around, walks back up the stairs to the manger, to baby Jesus, which was a doll in the play. He walks straight up to the manger, pulls out his toy cowboy gun, and before his mother can get there to stop it, in the silence of that moment, walks over to the doll, points it at it, and in the silence you hear click, click, click. Now, the pastor has told that story and said we didn't know what to do in that moment, and so we sort of awkwardly started singing Joy to the World again. You know what I think they should have sung? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? See, friends, the shadow of the cross is cast even over the manger. Even in this special time of year, we can remember Jesus' suffering even as we are faced with our own. But we do that. We do so in light of the cross and resurrection of Jesus for us. So yes, the shadow of the cross is cast over the manger. And so when we experience death, whether literal or what feels like inside, dying on the inside, when we experience that, we go through that, especially around this time of Christmas when it is so painful, when that's our experience. Even in the midst of that, we are reminded of Jesus' suffering for us. It is okay not to be okay. The shadow of death has always been cast over Christmas, and it may feel very dark in that shadow. But let us also remember that the shadow of the cross is what gives us life. The fact that God the Son, God incarnate, Jesus Christ, came to us in the manger so that he could live and die and rise again for us, the fact that he did that for us means that we can face darkness in his light. We can face our pain in his power, and we can face death in his life, remembering that the shadow of the cross is cast even over the manger. And so to close, I want to pray, but I want to pray using a prayer in our tradition that doesn't come from Christmas, but the prayer that we would pray on Good Friday, the day that Jesus died. So as we enter into this Christmas week, let us remember the cross even as we gaze at the manger. So let us pray. Almighty God, we beseech you graciously to behold this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and given into the hands of sinners and to suffer death upon the cross, who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.